Hello, Devon Bishop here with you, and welcome to another edition of Mondo Nostalgia Radio. Happy Halloween. It may not be Halloween when this first airs, but this is the last new episode before Halloween, so it's kind of unofficially our Halloween episode. And it's also the weekend before Halloween, so lots of stuff happens, lots of Halloween parties, get-togethers. Some people just getting together with friends and watching Halloween movies and TV shows. And whatever you plan this year, I hope you make it a fun one, because Halloween is fun. That's what it's all about. Anyhow, we've got some entertainment news. If this is your first time listening to Mondo Nostalgia Radio, it's basically a entertainment show that takes a look at the latest in entertainment, but has a nostalgic twist, as in the stories all kind of have to do with stuff that, I don't know, bring us, you know, happy feelings, because it's nostalgic. And we're going to get the news out of the way, and if I have some time at the end, I don't know, I'm going to throw some ideas your way for if you're like, because I know a lot of people are always like, what am I going to watch for Halloween? I don't want to go out this year. You know, what do I put on after I've taken the kids around trick-or-treating? I'm going to suggest some stuff, whether you're just got a, you know, a little bit of time for a movie or some shorts or whatever. We'll talk about that near the end. So mostly our Halloween stuff will come up a little later, but there is some Halloween stuff going on at the box office. This past week, Boo 2, Madea Halloween took the top spot. It took in $21 million and beat out newcomer Geostorm, which didn't fare so well, with $13 million in the number two spot. And Happy Death Day dropped down to number three after its big debut at number one. Still making amazing money, even though it dropped a whole bunch. Still, it's made its money back in spades, and I'm sure they're already working on Happy Death Day 2. You know, say what you want about Tyler Perry. He makes these screwball comedies. He's made some rom-coms. I think he's kind of done some drama, not sure. But these Madea films, I'll be honest, I've never seen a Madea film. And I'm not trying to say I'm so cultured that I don't. In fact, I was telling my partner, Mike, I think I want to get one of these Madea films and give it a try. These movies always do well. I think every one has grossed over $20 million. And because these movies cost so little to make, like it's literally, you know, Tyler Perry and drag, you know, just dealing with stuff. Boo was a big success, and now Boo 2, you know, surprised everybody by taking the top spot. And this is kind of neat, too. And the reason I'll give him a lot of credit is it's been a while since we've had, like, a horror comedy take the top spot. Scary Movie was pretty good, but as they kept going, they got a little bit more crazy and stupid and stuff. So I'm intrigued. I'm going to think, but you got to give Tyler Perry credit. He has constantly made successful films, and, you know, people go out to see them. So amazing, amazing job. And I am going to try a Tyler Perry comedy, maybe a Madea something. I don't know what I like. You know, I'm not necessarily highbrow humor. I like, you know, movies that are a little bit crazy and silly. So I don't see why I wouldn't hate this movie. So anyhow, next coming up at the box office, Halloween has so much. You know, it's still in a lot of theaters. Still was in the top 10. Happy Death Day, as I said. And Boo 2. Next week, Jigsaw is being added to the roster. Jigsaw, I believe, is a prequel to the Saw movies, and Saw finished up its movie run a couple of years ago. Not surprising, they found another way to bring it back. No early warning how well it's going to do, but the Saw franchise does well. And even with the name Jigsaw, I think it'll find an audience. But will it keep Boo 2 at bay? We'll find out next week when we talk box office then. Blade Runner 2049 came in at number 4 with $7 million, bringing up its total to about $74 million domestically. Now, even though it cost about $150 to $170 million to make, the movie is being hailed as a disappointment. Now, overseas, it's actually done a little better. So I think at the end of the day, they will make a little bit of money, but it wasn't the blockbuster they were hoping for. We talked about that before, about how the original was a cult film, so I'm not sure exactly why they thought this one was going to be so huge either. But the news here is Denis Villeneuve, I hope I got that name right, he's the director of the movie, has finally come out and talked about the disappointment in its North American box office. He, you know, he basically said that obviously he wants the studio to make money. He had a lot of friends in the business that gave him a lot of freedom on this movie. And this movie's getting raves. Like, people are not going to it, but that's not saying it's a great film. Now, I hope to see it by next week. I hope to have my review for next week. But I'll be honest, you know, the reviews have been really awesome for this. But people just aren't going to see it. And he, you know, he wants it to be a success because these are his friends running the company. But he regrets nothing. He regrets, a lot of people have put him down for not revealing too much of the plot in the trailers. And he does not regret doing that. He said he thinks nowadays people put too much in trailers and people want to know way too much about the movie before they go in on it. I know a lot of people always say, you know, oh, I don't want to know anymore, but it's amazing how many people just constantly check on trailers. I'll watch trailers before a movie, but I won't watch a lot of times movies now, like, oh, here's another scene, here's another scene, here's an, I won't watch the scenes, but I will watch the trailers. But yeah, He regrets nothing. He thinks he's made a really great film. He's proud of it. Hopefully it will find like a cult fandom like the original did. And I don't think this will hurt his career in any way. He had some incredible other movies like Sicario and Arrival. And so I think he's going to continue making great films. Maybe not big budget films like this, but, you know, some directors actually do good with smaller budgets. So this might be a good thing on top of all that. Anyhow, Blade Runner 2049, you can probably still catch it in theaters. It's kind of Halloween-y, I guess. It's got that atmosphere and mood, and if you're not into the big scares or the Madea laughs, maybe Blade Runner is a good Halloween film for you this weekend. Justin Timberlake is in the news. He was in the news because it was announced he will be the 2018 Pepsi halftime show. I'm not a big football fan, but everybody likes the halftime shows. I certainly do. And I'm always interested to see who they'll get. And I think Justin Timberlake is a wonderful choice. I think he's very entertaining. I believe he's done the halftime show before. I think he helped with Janet Jackson's. I think that was the halftime show when the costume malfunction happened and poor innocent Justin didn't expect her top to rip off. But Justin is back, so obviously they don't hold that against him. You know, Justin, of course, originally from NSYNC, but has definitely made a name for himself on his own. Big hits like Rock Your Body, Sexy Back, Suit and Tie, Can't Fight This Feeling, Summer Love. There's just so many great songs. And I'm sure he's going to put together a great halftime show. And he's like a great singer, a great dancer. He's even funny, but I don't think he'll be doing jokes there. But he's really proved himself on Saturday Night Live and stuff. But it'd be funny to see him do like Dick in a Box. Wouldn't that be awesome if he did that for the halftime show? I don't think he will. I forgot to look up when the Super Bowl is, but if I recall, I would say it's end of January, early February in that time. But look it up. And especially if you're a Justin Timberlake fan, as I said, I don't watch the games, but I will definitely watch this because Justin, I think, is going to kick this one out of the park and do incredibly well with it. I know there's an online campaign for several years who have desperately wanted Weird Al Yankovic. But I don't know if, you know, the NFL considers it too lowbrow. I think it's actually an amazing I think it'd be amazing to have Weird Al and an accordion up there for the halftime show, but fortunately it wasn't this year. But I don't know. There, look online. I'm sure there's tons of petitions out there to get him his halftime show, and he deserves it, doesn't he? He totally deserves it. I always thought Weird Al would be good on one of those shows like The Voice or America's Got Talent or American Idol. Just because of the fact that, well, he obviously knows different musical styles because he's parodied different musical styles. He's obviously a music fan because that's what he does. He worships songs by, making parodies of them. So I wish we took Weird Al a little more serious sometimes. Is he in the Hall of Music Hall of Fame? We need to get him there too if he isn't. So we'll have to look into all that because he deserves it. Anyhow, TV season is started, although I think it's hard to put that the fall is the new TV season because now we get so many shows that debut all through the year. But for the big networks and stuff, that's when the new shows are. Star Trek Discovery has been out now for a little bit on CBS All Access, and it has been picked up for a second season. Created by Brian Fuller and Alex Kurtzman. It also stars Shaniqua Martin Green and Jason Isaacs. And the show has actually been doing pretty good. Now, it's on CBS Access, which means you have to buy, I can't remember, like it's a special app or something that you can watch it. But of course, you can watch it on Space, and a couple of other channels have picked it up. I think some of the streaming service probably already have it too. Now, this show got off to a rocky start because it actually got okay reviews and the ratings were really good. It's hard to test the ratings, but they can. And apparently the ratings were really good. But I remember instantly, like first episode, there were fans already going on about it. Now, I've never watched it. I've never been. I won't say I'm not a Star Trek fan. I do like some of it. I like the original. I like Next Generation. I like the new movies they've put up. But I'm not the kind to just say, oh, I'm going to check out that new Star Trek thing. But I do know a lot of fans of the series, and there were a lot of mixed opinions on the first one. But I think that's the good thing about it, due to the fact that it keeps people watching. Because even if they're having troubles with it, they're still going to watch it and they're going to talk about it. And the more they talk about it, even good or bad, it'll interest people. Because come on, be honest. Have you ever not seen like a review of something that was bad? Now, I know a lot of people would avoid it, but for me, that just makes me go closer to it. I'm like a moth to a flame. I'm just like, oh, how bad is this? I want to check it out for myself. And if you don't think that way, that's how you should think, because never just go by what other people tell you. Because I've missed a lot of great stuff because I'm like, oh, well, everybody doesn't seem to like it. So, but I think this is healthy because you have so much talk about it, whether it's positive or negative. It's going to get people to talk about it, and eventually people are going to be like, yeah, I got to look into this for myself. And honestly, that's the way to do it. And so it obviously is working. Second season been picked up, and we will see how that prevails. We don't have a lot of movie news this week, and I'm so happy to say that there are no major death notices to deal with. I'm sure there were some celebrity deaths, smaller level, but we even talk about them, but I don't recall any. So I'm very happy about that because just seemed like for a while there we were just saying goodbye to so many wonderful people. And I know some people are still reeling over Gord Downie and finding ways to celebrate his life and stuff. And hey, I get it when you have celebrities that mean something to you and you have a hard time saying goodbye. Take your time on it. It's just like losing a family member if it's somebody that you really looked up to and inspired you. Our final news story, believe it or not, is Riverdale. Now, I am a big fan of this show. I gave it a shot last year. It's one of the only shows I actually watch in its official capacity, as in, I don't watch it later. I don't binge watch it later. I actually watch this as the new episodes are progressing. And I'm enjoying season two for what I've seen of it so far. But the news here is not me enjoying it. The news here is that it seems like Riverdale is taking off. Last season, it was touch and go whether Riverdale was even going to see a season two. And the ratings were just kind of okay. They had ups and downs and stuff. But it seems that through the summer, people have been talking about Riverdale. Not only talking about it, but I went into a Hot Topic at Lime Ridge Mall the other day, and there's actually Riverdale merchandise, like shirts and purses and buttons, and it seems that Riverdale made its debut on the CW to its highest ratings yet. In fact, they were practically double than last year's ratings, and they believe that people binged watch it during the summer or just watched it and actually found the show. And that has breathed new life into the show Riverdale. Now, for those of you who don't know what Riverdale is and are like, that sort of sounds familiar. It's based on the Archie comics, but it's a more adult version of Archie, and they have wonderful takes on all your favorite Archie characters like Jughead, Betty, Veronica, Moose, Kevin Keller. They're all there, and from what I hear, they're all coming soon. In fact, I believe the CW has just greenlit a Sabrina the Teenage Witch series. I don't know whether it'll be a crossover. I thought when I watched Riverdale, it was going to be a supernatural kind of show because there's a lot of comics in the Archie universe that are like, I think it's called Archie Afterlife that deal with that. But actually, it's creepy and it's kooky, but it's a little bit spooky doing the Addams Family here. But the show actually stays away from supernatural stuff as of now. So I don't know if Sabrina will be making her way to Riverdale or not. We'll have to wait and see. But anyhow, good news, the ratings are up, which means that we could be seeing Riverdale for some time. It's a little too early to say, but I think CW is already hoping that Riverdale could, I don't know, be a replacement because they just lost Vampire Diaries, which was a big show for them, and they finally wrapped that one up, and so they're always looking for their next big hit. So it was a short news week. Maybe I did that on purpose because I get to talk about Halloween now for the rest of the show, and I'm just going to offer some Halloween suggestions for shows you can watch and stuff. And I'm going to try to give you a nice mix. So, because I know Halloween is hit and miss. Some people absolutely adore Halloween. Other people absolutely hate it. Some people like Halloween, but they don't like really scary stuff. And some people like really scary stuff. So, there's so much variety out there. Check it out. Of course, the Halloween staples, the classic horrors like Halloween. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Exorcist, The Omen, Psycho, Friday the 13th. I'm not as big a fan of the original as everybody else. Same with Nightmare on Elm Street. But these are all, the origin movies and the various hundreds of sequels they made. You can't do wrong with those. They're just classics. Out of those movies, I'm still a big fan of the original Halloween. I think technically it's a wonderful movie. It's still scary to me. I still get goosebumps watching it. I just watched the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. If you haven't seen my review with Damien Troutman, check it out. It's on our YouTube page. Look under the Damien and Devlin show and we review it. Damien had never saw it, and I like how off-put he was by it. Not as in a bad way. It really freaked him out a little bit. And I like seeing that because he was a young man who's kind of desensitized to a lot of stuff. This one actually unnerved him a bit, But it's better to watch him being unnerved than me just telling you about it. Psycho, I still like. I don't, I know it's not as gory or thing as intense, but I still think, it's Alfred Hitchcock. You can't do wrong with that. The Exorcist is still like an absolute classic. Still gets some reactions from people. Rosemary's Baby. Definitely. I just could go on and on and on. And if you want to go more traditional, definitely the Universal Horror Collection is the way to go. These movies aren't necessarily as scary as they were when we were kids, But for just pure goth look, these movies are phenomenal. I'm talking about Dracula, Frankenstein, The Mummy, The Bride of Frankenstein, Creature of the Black Lagoon, The Invisible Man, The Wolf Man. Again, the originals are always the best. I know some people actually like The Bride of Frankenstein more than Frankenstein, but I actually, for me, I still think the Frankenstein is better than Bride of Frankenstein. I find The Bride of Frankenstein is not only a little weird, but it also kind of ends abruptly, and I feel like I don't know exactly where it went. But all still incredible movies, and there's a lot of great collections out there. I'm sure you can stream some of them if you don't want to go out and buy them, but they're definitely worth buying because, and a lot of them have come down in price, but they have so many extra features on it, and some even include some of the spin-off movies they did. If you still are into some vintage goth horror, but on the lighter side, there's a series that you can get now on DVD, and again, you could probably find these on streaming sites. It's the Abbott and Costello Meet the Monsters collection. Abbott and Costello, of course, a very funny classic duo. I was never a big fan of Abbott and Costello, but I started watching these horror movies this past year, and they're not really horror. They have a nice feel to them, and a lot of them feature the actual actors from the Universal Monster movies. So they use that the sets and the actual actors, and it sets a nice vibe for the comedy that follows, and you can. There's, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, Abbott and Costello Meet Dracula, Jekyll and Hyde. There's a whole bunch about them. And if you're into that kind of the goofiness, definitely check that out. Don Knotts had a movie called The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. If you don't like your horror to horror at all, it's a good comedy to deal with, and it's the old school type, so it's definitely up your alley. One of my favorite movies I love to watch on Halloween night, and we are going to be checking it out on the Devlin and Damien show. Well, maybe not us personally, but it's a movie called Trick or Treat. It came out a couple of years back, and this should be a classic. And I'm glad to see some people are starting to find this movie because it is good. And it just takes a look at urban legends of Halloween. And it's just a nice feel-good movie. I like to watch this with the original Halloween. And definitely check that out if you have not seen it, because it is really good. I can't say that enough because it really is that good. So check that out. If you're more into the more modern horrors, there's a lot of good ones out there. I like some of the early Saw movies, if you like the gore type stuff. Wolf Creek had me on the edge of my seat. I actually like some of the remakes. Texas Chainsaw Massacre was really a pretty good remake, although I like the original better. I still say the Friday the 13th remake they did was better than the original movies, because as much as I like the Friday the 13th series for its nostalgia, the movies to me are a little weak. But check it out, because the new one I actually thought was really good. And, there's a lot of really interesting movies out there. If you're looking for more lighter fare, maybe to. If you have some teenagers who want to see something scary but not too scary, or gory, stuff like Lost Boys I highly recommend. I also, how about something like Fright Night? I like the original and the new one. I would definitely go to the original one first, but the new one does change it up enough that it makes it its own movie. And also like Carrie. And again, the original far superior than the new one, but it's a lot of fun. If you're looking for some cheesy Halloween movies, how about Prom Night? Is a lot of fun. Jamie Lee Curtis and some. The scariest thing in this movie is the disco dancing in it, but it's definitely worth the watch just for that. Midnight Meat Train is a bizarro story that stars Bradley Cooper and Brooke Shields. Yeah, you heard that right. Vinnie Jones is also in this movie. I can't even tell you enough about this movie. It's one of those movies you'll watch and you'll have no idea where it's going. And it is so out there. There's another movie, if you could get your hands on it, called Midnight Movie. I found this in a bargain bin and I absolutely love this movie. It's about a movie that doesn't get played anymore because rumors are the people in the movie were actually killed. And they have a special late night screening, and it's rumored that the person who did the killing of the movie is going to come to the premiere and kill the people who are watching this movie. It's very unique, it's very creative, it's a little cheesy, but definitely worth a watch. Oh, there's so many great ones. Again, newer movies that have come out that have been awesome. Don't Breathe. Dylan Minnette, and I'm forgetting all the other people because I like Dylan Minnette so much. Don't Breathe is a really awesome edge of your seat theater. Of course, the Conjuring movies have been really good. Just a good haunted house type movies with one foot into reality because it's based on true stories. If you're looking for comedies, like Halloween comedies, how about Young Frankenstein? Probably still one of the best. Mel Brooks's black and white classic that was actually filmed on the original Frankenstein set, so everything looks very authentic. Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. If you like lowbrow humor, you will love Elvira. It's a lot of tits and ass jokes, and it's funny, and I still think it holds up well. And if you're an Elvira fan, you definitely need to see this. Scary Movie. I thought the first one was actually pretty funny. It made me laugh quite a bit. Now, if it's binge watching you're looking, maybe you have Halloween weekend free, try some TV series like Teen Wolf. I always rave about Teen Wolf. Well, definitely check it out. Walking Dead. A friend of mine got me into this, and I absolutely love it. And it is a good show if you want to just put it on and just freak yourself out all night long. Supernatural, I watched up to the first five seasons, but it still has a good fan base. Definitely recommend it. Bates Motel. Oh my God. This is a bug nuts movie that is just incredible. I highly recommend it. A creepy show that isn't around anymore, but it might be on streaming sites, is Carnival. It's the closest show I've ever seen to Twin Peaks, but this one actually, kind of gets its story right, gets its characters right. It's about a traveling carnival in the 1930s. It's pretty incredible. And if you're looking to binge watch something lighter, why not try The Munsters or The Addams Family? Still classic in vein. And, if you want to put something light, invite some friends over and have a laugh at the gothic kind of humor that they had. And if you can get a hold of some copies, I certainly have a few. Hilarious House of Frightenstein. They don't hold up quite as well, but if you have that twisted sense of humor, definitely worth a watch. There's a ton of great movies out there. Check some of my sites, my old Devlin's Pirate Radio show, check Damien and Devlin's show for more possibilities. And if you know a place that's got a showing of Rocky Horror Picture Show, Why don't you put your fishnets on, your glitter hat, your bustier, and head on out to your local theater and support that? And if not, invite some friends over. I'm sure you have it in your collection. I know you do. Anyhow, I hope you have yourself an amazing Halloween. We'll be back next week with another Mondo Nostalgia Radio. Thank you for listening, and be safe. And if you drink this Halloween, please be responsible. Have yourself a great Halloween and weekend, and we will talk to you very, very soon.